Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode of Someone Dies in This Elevator is rated R. A warning to please take care of yourself. This episode contains violence, explosions, audio puzzles, and death in an elevator. Please read the show notes for more information.
Twist the knob 8 degrees to the right.
No dice.
Damn.
Here, try moving the slider. Last cipher we cracked went -9.
Tried it already. The lever won't budge. Let me show you. The first row goes -9, just like the river cipher. But the next row, that gets tricky. First line is pictographic. The line below it...
audio.
Precisely. Tokoran didn't want anyone in or out of that vault.
We'll figure this out.
Is it wrong that I want closure?
Is it wrong that I still want to know what's in the vault? We were this close to getting inside before Pri's accident.
Pri died doing what they loved.
Chad, I'm Ovalek's chief archaeologist. Safety was my responsibility. I could have called off that rock climb with a word. I have to live with that.
And I live having loved. The delights of 1,000 realms could never replace Pri.
I'm sorry, my friend.
Ugh, you can be sorry by tossing me that rucksack. I'm parched.
Yeah.
Okay, audio cipher. It's like it's coded to the geography of the canyon. Any clues from your journal?
Well, we documented the river, the ravine, the Ovalek barrier. The last thing in here is just a drawing of the platform with these markings.
That's the landmarks. You see how they're arranged around the canyon, though?
Like a compass dial.
Right on. Start -180.
Lighthouse.
120.
Waterfall. Windmill, 60.
We're getting somewhere. We got the bell tower at 0.
Timber at 60. Castle at 120. Bison at 180.
Cipher -9 and... All right, here we go. Keep your hands away from the edge.
Ha ha.
Vista you don't see every day.
We'll have time to gawk in the ascent. We need to focus on entry strategy. That vault's 2 miles underground, and we're about to lose sunlight.
I'll get the light pack.
No one from our last expedition made it underground, but we know from their writings that Tokarun sealed the vault with a stone block.
Well, you know me and puzzles.
Eyes up.
I think we've got company.
Anyone there? My name's Lau. This is my friend, Jad. We're explorers from the Ovelek Dominion of Realms. We mean no harm. I got a bad feeling about this.
Big, creepy underground vaults will do that. Lau, why does the door have a big, angry viper on it?
I don't know. The texts never mentioned that. Can you crack it?
I'll try. It's a tumbler. Drop the ball, land it in the viper's fangs to score an open. This is gonna take a while.
How long?
A few hours, maybe. It's pure luck.
Maybe we can blow it and not damage the inside? I brought charges.
I like the sound of that. Toss me the rucksack.
I wouldn't do that.
Free!
You look like you've seen a ghost.
You're alive?
Something like that.
How are you alive?
Tokarin's realm has its ways.
Ovelek closed this place after your accident. I had no way of knowing. They said you fell down the shaft. I thought I'd lost you forever.
You look pale, Bree.
You look surprised.
What happened to you? I thought you were dead.
I was. I died right there, where you're standing. Then the vault found me. It gave me new life. I opened the realm cast inside the vault, and I became the new master of the Viper's realm. Then I waited for your platform to descend.
I barely slept for 3 years. I would have come sooner if I'd known.
Bree, what have you become?
This army of Vipers serve me. They go where I go. Where's the Realmcaster, Ovelek?
Where it's always been. Don't you remember?
How does this go up?
It's a cipher lock.
Show me.
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
You will take me to Ovelek's realm.
I don't know what happened to you, my love.
You will take me to the surface, Jad.
Or what?
You'll die.
We need to get you some help.
God empires weren't built on the backs of descent. They were born with vision and a purpose. And I will no longer be confined to a cave when there's an entire dominion waiting to be conquered from the surface.
I can't let you go. I won't.
You will. Or my knife will draw blood.
You aren't Pri, are you? You killed them!
I reanimated a corpse.
You snake.
Take me to the surface. Now!
Screw you.
No! I'll take you. Just let them go.
Lau, we can't do that.
Ignore them. Let them go, Pri, and I'll take you.
Very well.
You okay?
I'll be fine. I hope.
Trust me. Get my rucksack. We'll need it.
Take us up.
As you wish.
Timber. Bell tower. Windmill. Waterfall. Lighthouse. Bison. castle.
I've not missed this dry air.
I'm parched. Mind if I have some of your water, Jad?
Have at it.
What?
Blow it loud!
No!
Ah, shit!
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You will both die! Betrayer!
You're a monster!
I gotcha!
I can't!
You can do it, Jad!
It's not gonna hold much longer! Go!
I'm not leaving you!
No! I can finally rest!
Let the Elevator Die was written by Landon Bell and directed by Ryan James Horner. Special thanks to the associate producer for this episode, Jasmine Soria Sears. Script editing by Jesse Shushu. Dialogue editing by Amador Rodriguez. Sound design and mastering by Colin J. Kelly. Music by Ali Hilton. Executive produced by Colin J. Kelly and Tal Minear. Starring Kate Gallagher as Jad, Lindsay Zanna as Lau, and Sahar Iman as Pri. This episode is brought to you by Anna Karen Loves Paper. Enter code SDITEPOD at checkout for 11% off, and an exclusive Someone Dies in This Elevator pencil to help you craft your message. Get mushy. Get cheesy. It's okay. Tell someone you love them with a card while you still can.
Ship designation, asshole. I've got your buddy. What do you want me to do with him? In case you haven't noticed, I'm a sitting duck. Ship repairs were underway. Awaiting instruction.
I would like to take this moment to remind you of our rules, Nova. I don't mind a bit of private smuggling, but you are not to take on an entire load.
Hello, I'm Sal, your life support system in A. How may I help you?
You're Linko. Ding, ding, ding. Don't try to manipulate me.
He claims to be from Yolara.
What now? Like the place from children's stories.
I'm just trying to get home.
Your home is a legend.
Wilm, I don't think you understand. Yolara is a very new acquisition.
Acquisition? Did you just lock me to the wall?
I can't deal with whatever fucking problems just turned into.
Why would I ever help you?
Because I'm an Inko. What better way to get your hands on forbidden information from someone who actually deals in it?
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story. Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him. Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.